As I mentioned, we're joined right now by a mogul, an award-winning actor, director, producer, music icon, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His films include Boys in the Hood, Friday, Three Kings, Barbershop, 21 Jump Street. He is the co-founder of Big 3 League. Big 3 Week 8 games air tonight on Fox Sports 1, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're joined by Ice Cube. Cube, good to have you back. How are you?
What up, Jim? How you feeling, man?
Good, bud. How about you?
I feel great.
Cube, you had a dream. You had a vision for a professional three-on-three league. What's it been like for you to see this thing become a reality?
It's been, you know, a lot of hard work, of course. But, you know, all of that hard work is paying off because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're getting, you know, hard-nosed basketball in the summer. Guys are going after it. This format is great. It's something we all used to because we all grew up playing three-on-three basketball. And, you know, everybody can see the vision of where this league can go and how it can grow and what it can become. And this year, you know, we had what I call the believers, you know, was the guys who saw the dream and helped it come true.
Hey, go back to your first point, because one of the things that keeps coming up from the players is that this is not some retirement league. It's a chance to go to battle and get after it in a legitimately competitive environment. Was there ever any concern on your part that it wouldn't be competitive, or did you know that with the guys you had in this league, guys like Stackjack and Kenyon Martin, there was no way that they were going to coast?
You know, that's part of it. We were doing everything we could to ensure hard-nosed competition. And, you know, getting people like Kenyon Martin and Chauncey Billups and even coaches like Gary Payton, we know these guys are ballers. And an NBA contract does not dictate, you know, whether they're going to go all out in a basketball game or not. So, you know, that's the start. You know, we had the cornerstone of great hard-nosed players. You know, Steven Jackson coming on, Al Harrington, Mike Bibby, Jermaine O'Neal, Rashard Lewis. You know, all these guys, they want to compete with their peers. They sick of playing, you know, in a lot of pro-am kind of stuff. They're ready to play with guys they play with in the league.
Ice Cube joining us. And then you've got Charles Oakley. He made his debut as a player at Staples. He came very close to getting into a scrap with James White. What did you think seeing Oak back on the court?
Well, you know, I knew that it wouldn't be easy. You know, I commend Oak for going out there and giving it a shot. But, you know, being fair to anybody out there, you know, nobody's just going to walk on the Big 3 court and expect to be successful their first game. Everybody struggles until they get the pace, the style, and the flavor of how, you know, we play. So, you know, every new player who stepped on the court has struggled their first game. So if he plays in Seattle, he'll probably have a better, you know, game. But he was putting some thump out there. You know, it's old Oak. He's like, I was like, your name Oakley or Oak Tree? Which one is it?
Ice Cube joining us. You know, Oak's going to show up a certain way. You know that. You expect that. He'll find his legs. You see, you've got Rashard
Without
Lewis.
Without a doubt.
You got Rashard Lewis. Cube, who's the leading scorer. You've got Mike Bibby, who leads the league in assists. You've got Reggie Evans, who leads the league in rebounding. Who are some of the guys that have impressed you the most and that you've enjoyed the most watching?
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Good, yeah.
I mean, seeing him move around and get open and just, you know, he's like Bruce Lee out there. You know, he's so technical and so calculated and so skilled. And to be able to see that again is, you know, I definitely pay for that ticket.
You know, I'm so glad you brought him up, Q, because when the league was announced, and certainly we had you on the program, but there are so many big names and so many guys we could talk to. He was on the short list, and he came on the program. And it's amazing to see this guy moving around the way he is at 48. I mean, you're right. That's like some Bruce Lee stuff right there. Now, you've made no secret of the fact you'd love to get Kobe on the court once again. So how do you go about approaching that? I mean, have you approached him, or are you going to take your time with that?
Well, I mean, it's nothing I can say to convince him to play. It's really on him. He has to feel the itch. You know, we're presenting a great product for any NBA player, not just Kobe, but any former NBA player who still has the itch to compete, you know, at that level, you know, in front of a crowd, in front of a live, you know, television audience worldwide. If you're feeling it, you know, here we are. That's what the league is for. It's for guys to continue to play on that high level. And so, you know, we're hoping that, you know, we present a product that's so good you can't resist. And we believe a lot of guys who took, you know, backseat this year to see what we were going to do are going to, you know, join the draft pool and be part of the league next year.
Cube, you beat LaVar Ball in a four-point shooting contest. How did that feel, and how much pride do you have in that win?
Oh, man, that's easy money. Look, the Staples Center is my house. You know what I mean? Right. So ain't nobody going to come in my house and beat me in my house on my court. No, it was fun. You know, I commend
that's great.
LaVar for coming out there. He was a good sport about it. And, you know, he's put so much more excitement into Laker basketball right now. Not him, but his son. But the whole, you know, style is so L.A. to me. And I just can't wait to see his son on the court. And I love beating him because he got a big mouth. So I had to shut that mouth.
Cube joining us. I was going to say, and you answered this in large part, but what do you make of the old man? And then more importantly, what do you make of his son, Lonzo?
Great potential. Seems like he's ready for the big stage. You know, I love, you know, that he's, you know, a true point guard that's willing to get his teammates involved and make them better. So I'm excited. You know, I didn't realize he was 6'6", so that makes me even more excited because big point guards are, you know, they have a nice place in my heart, like Magic Johnson. So I can't wait to see what he got. As far as the father, I think it's brilliant. I mean, he's the only college player I even knew about. You know, it's so much one and done in college now. You know, the fans are not really investing into the players as much. They just wait and see what they're going to do. So, you know, for a guy to put some light on his son, to tell his son that, you know, he's the best thing since sliced bread, tell the world that, you know, I was in that position with Straight Outta Compton with my son. So O'Shea Jackson Jr., you know, I was going to scream from the mountaintops that, you know, this is one of the best new actors in Hollywood, not just because he's my son, because he's just a brilliant person. So I knew that he would be able to take this and run with it, and he's doing great things. So I commend LaVar for you know, doing it how he feels it. Of course, I don't agree with everything he does. Who's going to agree with any man and everything they do? So some of the things he do, I wouldn't do, but for the most part, you know, I love a man that's behind his kids.
Talking Ice Cube for a few more moments. Cube, I know you've been really busy with the league, but if you step away from the court for just a moment, what kind of thoughts and emotions have you had when you see what happened in Charlottesville over the weekend with Nazis marching in broad daylight?
It's terrible. But, you know, this is something, you know, this is the ugliness of racism. It's not pretty. It's ugly. It's elusive. It hides. And it pops out, you know, like herpes or something. You know what I mean? It just pops out all out of nowhere. So it's kind of crazy to see, you know, this on a high level. I mean, I heard it was like only a few arrests, you know, out of that mayhem. You know, it's like, let's get these thugs off the street. Let's, you know, clean up this thing. You know, if to me, you know, the monument going or staying, who could give a damn to me? I could care less. You know, people getting hurt over it. Now that's just crazy. That's just crazy. That's just, to me, it makes no sense for people to get hurt for that thing that's been there so long, and who gives a damn, you know, about Robert E. Lee statue or whoever the hell he is. Who cares?
People getting hurt, people getting killed, and that's where we are right now. Cube is a mogul, an award-winning actor, a director, a producer, and a music icon. You've got the Big Three Week 8 games. They air tonight on Fox Sports 1, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Cube, great to have you back. Appreciate your thoughts on all that, Cube. Great having you.
Hey, thanks, Jim, man. You know, it's always cool talking to you. And I can't wait till you can see a Big Three game in person, man. You got to see it in person. It's incredible.
Well, man, you're right. I have to. I haven't done that yet. I've been watching, but not in person. I'll take you up on that, Cube. If that's an invite, I will take you up on that. And once again, those games air on Fox Sports 1, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Ice Cube.